Does being obese protect you from acquiring certain diseases? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Andrew Stokes, assistant professor in the Department of Global Health at Boston University, tells us why this misconception can finally be put to rest.
Is it possible that obesity both raises your risk of getting cardiovascular disease, but protects you once you have it? This obesity paradox, as it's often called, has been found for a multitude of conditions and in a variety of populations. This has led some to conclude that it must be biological. The most common hypotheses say that having extra weight may make a person more resilient to illness, or perhaps that obese and non-obese people have different types of disease, with the non-obese subtype being particularly risky. In our study, we investigated whether the obesity paradox for people with cardiovascular disease, or CVD, could be explained by biases. One commonly cited bias is reverse causality, which refers to the fact that some individuals lose weight when they're sick, which may create a spurious association between low weight and higher risk of death. This bias is hard to address, despite its potential importance. We developed a new approach that included data on individuals' lifetime maximum weight, rather than weight only at the time of study, which most studies do. This allowed us to distinguish between people who were never obese and those who were previously obese but lost the weight, a difference that turned out to be very important. The never obese group was in much better health as a whole, and when it was used to compare outcomes in obese versus non-obese individuals with CVD, the protective effect of obesity disappeared. To take it one step further, we also addressed bias related to cigarette smoking, relating to the fact that smokers are less likely to be obese and at the same time have higher risks of death, creating the appearance that it's healthy to be obese. Doing so, we found significantly elevated risks of mortality in obese individuals with CVD. So to answer the original question, can obesity protect you once you have CVD? Our findings suggest the answer is no.
That was Andrew Stokes of Boston University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.